Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and we're going to read the readings from today's Mass that's being celebrated all over the world. This is the second Sunday in Ordinary Time. We've gone through Christmas and New Year's and the Baptism of the Lord and the Epiphany and all these beautiful feasts that we've had in the Church. And it's good to reflect back on those too, you know, as we head towards, believe it or not, as we head towards Easter. But we're going to have a little bit of ordinary time here for a couple of months. And it's really a great time to reflect on where we're at, right? So the beginning of a new year, let us, you know, kind of reflect on where I'm at spiritually. You know, it's easy to, and of course, I'm focusing on that too, you know, the need for exercise, the need to, you know, physically get out there and do some walking or exercises in some way to maybe, you know, heighten our metabolism level, right? So we get our metabolism going so that we can be refreshed and have more energy. And isn't that the amazing thing, right? So we exercise and all of a sudden we have more energy. Well, the same thing can happen for us spiritually. Okay, so we think about that from a spiritual standpoint, that the more I pray, the more I go to church, the more I read scripture, the more I receive the sacraments, receiving the sacraments on a regular basis, especially the sacrament of reconciliation, right, my brothers and sisters? Because we cannot build this new house on sand, can we? We have to build it on a firm foundation. That firm foundation needs to be free of sin. See? And so we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about sin. We're going to talk about reconciliation and building ourselves back up again. So we think about the physical, right? It's kind of like thinking about faith and reason and how we balance faith and reason out. We think about this and we have this intimate relationship with God, with Jesus Christ and with His church and with the people of His church. See? We are in communion, all of us, all of our brothers and sisters, praying for each other and talking to each other, living together here on this earth, right? So we're all connected. So let's start with some beautiful readings from Isaiah. And just to make a quick note, I'd like to do this a couple of times during the show, but we have the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. You can go there if you're interested in the Catholic Church, the Catholic faith, if you've got questions or concerns. And then, of course, there's holyfamilyradio.net. You can listen to lots of different local Catholic radio stations, 91.5 in the Kalamazoo area, FM, and FM 89.7 in the Battle Creek area, sometimes the eastern part of Kalamazoo. That's a good place to listen to it. And then AM 1140 in the Grand Rapids area. So try those stations in the whole area of southwestern Michigan, because all of southwestern Michigan listens to this radio program. And if you have any questions or concerns, please contact them and or contact myself. I'm at St. John Bosco Parish in Matawan and St. Margaret Mary's Marcellus, and once in a while I'm at St. Mary's in Pawpaw as well, Pawpaw, Michigan. So let us start our readings here. This is our first reading is from Isaiah, and it's Isaiah 49:3, and then also verses 5 through 6. The Lord said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, is it too little, the Lord says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So beautiful reading there from Isaiah 49, 3, 5 through 6. And we're going to continue on here to our second reading from 1 Corinthians. This is 1 Corinthians 1, 1 through 3. And then we'll recap these readings at the end. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So beautiful reading there of really Paul preaching to the assembly and to not only the assembly but the local community too. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more. So let us go to John, the Gospel of John. And that is the Gospel of John 1, 29 through 34. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." Thanks be to God. The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So just a beautiful gospel reading there. So that's the Gospel of John 1, 29 through 34. And so let's recap these readings. If you've ever been to, and just to kind of give you an idea of how the Catholic Mass works, generally, you know, we start with prayers, we start with the Word of God, just like I just read, and then we have the Liturgy of the Eucharist, which is the second half of the Mass. So, you know, if you're ever interested in coming to the Catholic Church, you know, you're more than welcome. We welcome everyone. And please come and see how, you know, the ancient church celebrated and worshiped God. And much of it is still the same over all these years, even though there's been, you know, 22 different councils. Most people are, you know, familiar with Vatican II, but there's been all these councils through time, through the last 2,000 years, that have molded the church to what it is today. And it is just a such a beautiful liturgy, a beautiful celebration, and of course, Holy Communion, the liturgy of the Eucharist is the second half of the Mass. So that's, if you're not Catholic, that's the only thing you really can't participate in, is receiving the body and blood of Jesus Christ at Holy Communion. You can come up with and receive a blessing, cross your arms over your chest, so that they know not to give you Holy Communion. But for you to understand that when you receive Holy Communion, you're saying to the whole world, "I believe what the Catholic Church teaches." And so we have RCIA programs where people come into the church and we teach you everything about Christianity, everything about the Catholic Church, before you make that final yes. Yes, I want to dedicate my life to Jesus Christ, and I want to be part of this church, this community, this body of believers. Okay, so it's just very, very beautiful, and not meant to be in any way, you know, singling people out or anything like that, but full well knowing that that we believe all of these things when we receive something as precious as Jesus Christ, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, and that Holy Eucharist, and that looks like bread, but it's Jesus. That's Jesus. And it's very precious, and it's very holy, and very special. So it's not something we take lightly. It's very, very important and very powerful source of grace and conversion, not only for us as Catholics, but for the whole world. And that's what today's scriptures are all about, that God came to save everyone. See? He came to save everyone. And, you know, even Isaiah crying out, you know, this servant song. I really want to read that servant song from the Catechism, because that's from Isaiah. And that's what it's about, being a servant and asking ourselves, am I a servant? If you're married, you know that, you know. You know what it's like, because we're called to serve one another, husband and wife, serving each other back and forth. And you know how difficult that can be sometimes, how difficult it can be to serve the other, you know, especially if one's having a bad day, or maybe one's experiencing, you know, trauma in their life, or they've had trauma in their life and they're still trying to work through that, or they've had loss, you know, loss of a loved one, or maybe it's been a tough time through the holidays, right? A lot of family strife, a lot of confusion and chaos going on in families. That's very common, my brothers and sisters. It's very normal, my brothers and sisters. Okay? Don't think that you're alone, or only my family is broken, or only I'm broken, or my family's the only one with this problem. You know, not true. Okay? Everyone has problems. Some more than severe than others. You know, I was at the jail earlier this week, you know, and so many of those men and women need our prayers. They need healing. They need help. Okay? They've made mistakes. Some of them very terrible mistakes. Okay? But we need to continue to pray for them. You know, have they failed in a certain way? Sure they have. But haven't we all? And who fails more, my brothers and sisters? And this is kind of what Isaiah is saying here. This is what Jesus is saying to us too. Who commits the greater sin? Okay? The one who has already sinned and has fallen away or in jail? Or is it the one who is outside of jail? The family member who seems to be doing relatively okay? But to understand that that person who is in jail is a very sick person, especially if they're addicted to drugs or alcohol or have other addiction issues or other trauma issues. And you know those things. And if you know those things, you know those things, you know that person has got those problems, has got those issues. You know that they're struggling, that they're hurting. And in a certain kind of way, they're dying. And for us to condemn them, and for us to put them down and look down on them and to talk meanly about them, we are the ones who are committing the greater sin, my brothers and sisters. Pope Francis makes that quite clear to us. We are the ones. Because we're the ones who are a little bit healthier. See? We're a little bit healthier. And we should know that these people are hurting. No one's having fun doing this. No one's having fun getting drunk all the time. No one's having fun going to prison. You know, many of these people have really extreme problems. So we're called to be the servant. Christ is calling us to do this very day in our own lives. Many times we will ask God, you know, well, God, you fix it. And God says back to us, I have come. I have showed you the way. Be the servant. You try. You try and see what happens. And that's where we receive true freedom, my brothers and sisters, is through forgiveness and being a servant. Forgiveness and being a servant. Forgiveness and being a servant. Just as Christ did. See? And we become free. We learn a whole different kind of life. We become a new person. We become this new image. This image of God. This image of God Himself. So here's the servant song from the Catechism. It's just beautiful. And it's from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good tidings to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and an opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Okay. So there we go. There's our marching orders for this year, right? There's our marching orders for this year. To proclaim a year of the Lord. To proclaim a year of the Lord. And we have to ask ourselves that. So as we move on through, you know, do I proclaim? Am I a servant? Do I witness? And we'll see that with John the Baptist in a very beautiful way. Okay, so our second reading is from 1 Corinthians. And Paul makes it quite clear. He is here with Sosthenes, you know, kind of hard to pronounce his name. But, you know, he is he's helping Paul and the local community as well. But the key thing is what he talks about here is that it's not just the people in the church that we are called to pray for, but the entire community. See? So it's outside the bounds of just the church, just the people, just the Christians. Okay? And sometimes we get very comfortable in that. I just have my little community. I'm in my little church. And this is my family, and that's it. No. That's not what Paul is calling us to do. That's not what his fellow preacher, Sosthenes, who he calls his brother, our brothers and sisters, right? But all of us, we pray for the entire community, and we do that this very day. You know, we pray for all of this community here, you know, Kalamazoo and Coldwater and Sturgis and Three Rivers and all these areas, Mattawan, Grand Rapids, all these areas around us. We pray for everyone. See, so in case you're just joining us, I want to touch on this real quick. In case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and I'm with St. John Bosco Catholic Church in Mattawan. I'm also at St. Margaret Mary's, Marcellus, St. Mary's, and Pawpaw. And if you're interested in things about the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. And if you want to listen to more things about the Catholic Church, you can go to holyfamilyradio.net. And in the Kalamazoo area, you can listen to FM 91.5 in the southwestern Michigan area, as well as in the Battle Creek and southwestern Michigan area, 89.7, and AM 1140 in the Grand Rapids area. And so also keep in mind, you know, that's a great ministry, too, to participate in, you know, putting a bumper sticker on your car and things like that. But really, you know, this radio program is really about reaching everyone, okay, no matter where you're at in your faith walk. But, you know, the beginning of a new year, you know, and often we think about that. I always tell people, you know, you really begin every day. You know, I'm in recovery, and I always talk about living one day at a time. You know, and really it's good and it's healthy to live one day at a time, because we can be awfully hard on ourselves. You know, we think we haven't accomplished enough, and, you know, so you wake up every day is a new day, you know. It's a new day for us to embrace the world, to embrace Jesus and the gospel and God, and to try to, you know, can I, you know, in the same way that we talked earlier in the show about exercising our bodies physically and eating the right foods and things like that, but also to exercise spiritually, see, to pray every day. You know, the church calls us, religious to pray 7 times a day. So there's monks all over the world. There's religious nuns and sisters and brothers all over the world praying for us 7 times a day. Isn't that beautiful when you think about that? Some people may say, well, if they're praying 7 times a day, then I don't need to pray. Believe me, we need to pray. We need to pray for them, see? They're our brothers and sisters. So we pray for everyone. We pray for our Muslim brothers and sisters. We pray for the Jewish communities. Pray for everyone to learn the love of Jesus Christ, to learn the love of the family, to come to the fullness of the faith, the fullness of the Catholic faith in the Holy Catholic Church. See? With everything, all the graces, all the sacraments, everything that you can receive. Everything that you can possibly receive. So here we go with the gospel. I'm going to the Gospel of John, first chapter. And if you kind of remember back to Christmas time, this is part of, you know, John chapter 1 is always read on Christmas Day. So here we are with kind of the second half of that with John the Baptist coming on the scene. You know, all of a sudden, you know, Jesus is grown, and here we go, right? It's a new year, and here we go. Let's try to, you know, accomplish some things in our lives. And it's always amazing, you know, how we do this every year, right? Every year we go through this. Every year, Christmas and New Year's and, you know, all the other holidays that will follow. But the church is really pointing about this, that we all sin, and we're all sinners. We talked about that a little bit earlier, right? About, you know, who's the biggest sinner? Is it the sick person who is in jail that's addicted to drugs and alcohol and has lost their own life, has lost in a certain way, and has been disowned by their family? You know, is the person in jail the biggest sinner, or is it the person who has disowned their child or their brother or their sister, have disowned them? Who is committing the greater sin? Who is the bigger sinner? You know? Well, you always have to look at who's healthiest, right? You know? And if we understand that they are sick, we as healthy people, somewhat healthy people, even though we're sinners too, if we totally don't forgive them, if we totally disown them and don't care about them anymore, we're committing the greater sin. See? That's a horrible thing. When they are a sick person, and many times, you know, it takes months just for our brains to clear. And I understand about boundaries, and people need to keep boundaries, and people need to keep their family safe. I totally understand that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about spiritually. Forgiving. You know, I'm not saying that you need to invite them back into your house. Sometimes that's the worst thing to do. Sometimes that's a form of enabling. It's not easy to do this, to make these decisions. But the main thing is that we don't condemn them. We don't condemn them. And we especially don't judge their salvation. Only God does that. Only God does that. And certainly, we continue in prayer. You know, prayer is very important. Ask your brothers and sisters, your mother, your father, if they've passed on, your grandmother and grandfather, to pray for you. Ask for their prayers. You know, people say, well, you know, pray to dead people. They're not dead. Okay? They're alive. We're alive in one of two places, heaven or hell. Our ancestors have passed, gone on. Okay? They're alive. And we can ask for their prayers. We can ask for them to help us. Especially, you know, those ones who have received their heavenly reward are in God's glory. Okay? Very beautiful. So this, also I have this focusing on the Holy Spirit. The focusing on that the Spirit of the Lord comes upon Jesus. This Holy Spirit is there from the very beginning, but in a very special way, coming and resting on Jesus. And John the Baptist realizes this, and he knows this. As soon as he sees Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Right? The same one who makes this offer is also offered. See, this is the ultimate, being the ultimate servant. And Jesus Christ is exactly that. The ultimate servant. And we see that at Mass. You know, when the priest offers Mass, he acts persona in Christe. See? He is the he makes the sacrifice, also becomes the sacrifice. It's so beautiful because he is Jesus, and Jesus Christ makes that offering to us. I want to make this, read this from the Catechism 486, and it's so beautiful because it really gives us an insight on how I am part of this. You and me are part of this story of salvation, that we are inserted into this. Okay? Very important thing to remember. All of us, every single one of us, and as Paul calls the entire community forward, I am saying to you, calling this entire community forward, to be in prayer, to think about your spiritual life, to make a commitment, to not just continue to sit on the couch and do nothing, but most of all, to forgive. To forgive and to move on and start to pray and start to practice the spiritual life. So here it is from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The Father's only Son, conceived as a man in the womb of the Virgin Mary, is Christ. That is to say, anointed by the Holy Spirit from the beginning of his human existence. Through the manifestation of this fact takes place only progressively to the shepherds, okay, then to the Magi, then to John the Baptist, and then to his disciples, and then to you and me, right? See how that is? Progressively going there, and then to you and me. So it is just, we are all part of this story. See, we are all part of this, what is happening in the world. And so now it's your turn and my turn to make a decision, right? What I'm going to do today. Am I going to offer forgiveness to family members who I have not gotten along with for years, maybe? That this last Christmas just went as badly as many other ones, you know? So I offer to you to start to pray about that, to ask God to open your heart to forgive your brothers or your sisters or your mom or your dad, and for this to be a new year, a new beginning, a new day for you and for me. I know I have many things that I need to work on too, and I will continue to pray about those things. But I really tell you, my brothers and sisters, the spiritual life is about freedom. It's about freedom. It's about not being a slave to sin. And in many ways, our culture is. And in many ways, our politicians, they, in some ways, they promote it, or they just don't care, or they're just ignorant about it. But the church is very clear on these things, that many of, that we cannot just do anything we want. Okay? Many of these things, these excesses that we do and think we can do, lead only to one thing. They only lead to death. That's very sad. So let us pray for one another as we go forward during this week. Let us pray for one another. Let's pray for family members. And let's not judge them. See? Let's pray for them. Pray for ourselves and not judge them. But truly love them and be the servant. The servant that is just like Jesus Christ. May Almighty God bless all of you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.